From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Some trouble being reported at the International Space Station. Russian Mission Control says an unmanned space capsule carrying supplies has failed to dock with the orbiting outpost. NPR's science correspondent Joe Palk has been monitoring the situation. Joe, what's keeping the capsule from docking?
Well, there's a telemetry link, a data link between this cargo ship and the space station. And for some reason, that link didn't work. It stopped working. And so instead of docking, the cargo ship sort of sailed on by at a safe distance, about 2 miles. But they don't know exactly why this happened. They're trying to troubleshoot it now.
How serious do they think this is?
Not real serious. It's these supplies are needed but not essential at the moment, and nobody was ever in danger, and they're going to try and figure out what happened, and it may take them a day or two before they can get things lined up again and try another dock.
Okay, thanks, Joe. NPR's Joe Palka joining us in the studio. Today, a nation mourns the death of a political icon. Bagpipes wail in memory of the late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He died Monday at the age of 92. President Obama delivered the eulogy at a memorial service for Byrd, the longest-serving member of Congress.
Determined to make the most of every last breath, the distinguished gentleman from West Virginia could be found at his desk until the very end doing the people's business.
The president speaking at Byrd's memorial service moments ago in Charleston, West Virginia. The unemployment rate's down to 9.5% in the U.S., but not because of payrolls. Those dropped by 125,000 jobs in June, even with a modest boost in the private sector. Danielle Carson explains.
Businesses added 83,000 jobs to their payrolls, well below the 200,000 needed to crank up economic growth. And that's not likely to happen before the end of the year at the earliest. The drop in the unemployment rate may look like a silver lining. But Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says not really.
That comes from a drop in the number of people looking for work, which is not the way you want the unemployment rate to come down. The right way is when more people are working. It was more a case that people dropped out of the labor force, so that made the unemployment rate come down and probably look better than it actually is.
14.5 million people were out of work last month. Congress has nixed several attempts now to extend unemployment benefits, but there's not much appetite on Capitol Hill to add more zeros to the federal deficit. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Investors a little worried about the latest econ report. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 62 points at 9,671 in trading of about 2 billion shares. NASDAQ losing 12 points. It's at 2,090. S&P 500 losing 6 points. It's at 1,021. From Washington, this is NPR News. Landmark corruption case in South Africa is over. Former police chief Jackie Salibi has been found guilty in Johannesburg. BBC's Karen Allen reports Salibi is one of the most senior officials to be brought to justice in post-apartheid South Africa.
In what's been seen as one of the most defining trials of post-apartheid South Africa, Judge Meyer Joffe found the former police commissioner, Jackie Salibi, guilty of accepting gifts and cash from a notorious convicted drug trafficker. The former police chief had rejected charges that he'd received more than £100,000 worth of bribes from Glenn Agliotti in return for giving access to sensitive police information. He'd also argued that he was a victim of malicious prosecution, something the judge rejected.
The BBC's Karen Allen. The family of J.C. Dugard, who was kidnapped by a rapist and held for 18 years, will receive a $20 million settlement from the state of California. Here's KQED's Rachel Miro.
J.C. Dugard was 11 when she was abducted on her way to school in 1991. It wasn't until last August she was discovered living behind her abductor's house in Antioch, a San Francisco suburb, along with two daughters he'd fathered. At the time of the kidnap, Philip Garrido was a convicted rapist under federal supervision. Later, he was transferred to the state, and over the next decade, a series of parole agents stopped by Garrido's place but failed to pick up on curiosities like tents and toys in the backyard, not to mention calls from suspicious neighbors. State lawmakers overwhelmingly voted for the settlement, and the governor is expected to sign off. It's believed the state could face a far bigger bill than $20 million if the case had gone to court. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
This is NPR.